Just got off the phone with Spirit of the 70s. They're a Spirit of the 70s on Twitter. If you Google Spirit of the 70s, you'll find their website as well. And I've just got bullied by Twitter into joining in with February. F-E-B-O-O-A-R-Y is the hashtag. And apparently people are doing one audio boofer every day in February. And today is February, isn't it? Hang on, let me check. I think it is. I should know that this is February the 1st, because the day after tomorrow is my 40th birthday. And totally unconnected with being 40 is the conversation I've just had with Spirit of the 70s, because I don't want anybody to think that this could potentially be a midlife crisis thing, because I've been having a midlife crisis since what I perceive to be the middle of my life. That was around my 20s. I didn't expect I was going to live as long as this, especially with my chosen pastimes that I've had in the past, be it touristing war-torn countries and dangerous sports, and a very brief career as a demonstrator for a bungee jumping company in attempt to get my equity card as a stuntman. But here I am, and you know what? Well, it's not happened yet. I shouldn't count my chickens, but it doesn't feel any different so far. In fact, feeling pretty good. Touch wood. Oh, they all tempt fate. And I can touch wood because I'm currently sat in the shed, the sunlight streaming through the windows. The birds are munching on my bird feeder. And some very, very fluffy birds prancing around that cannot be the beginning of kind of springtime babies, can they? Looking very happy anyway. You might be able to hear them. And the reason for this phone call I had while sat here basked in sunlight, even though it's a bit frosty outside, was I'm going to be doing some project work with Spirit of the 70s. I've got a Triumph motorbike. It's a Triumph Scrambler 900, and it is a beautiful, beautiful machine. But it is an off-the-shelf motorbike. Not that that's a bad thing, but it's very easy for people to customise motorbikes. Much easier than customising cars, I think, because there are aftermarket bits you can swap and change to make that vehicle your own, to make that ride more comfortable, to make the bike lighter, to make it more functional or more responsive or better performing. And I've seen what these guys do in Spirit of the 70s, and they do some really interesting stuff. In fact, I don't think they've produced a bike through their magical workshop doors that hasn't made me gasp and just go, wow, that is a bike for life and an absolutely beautiful machine. A one-off that you would not see anywhere else. And I think about my bike as being a bike for life now, so why not make it everything I want from a motorbike? So I'm working with their designer and their engineers to kind of decide on what this should be. And I'm doing it now because I think this company is destined for huge things, and I will never get the chance to do it in the future, I don't think, because it's going to be too expensive for starters. And they'll just have a queue years long, unless they expand, of course. But small teams do big magic, I think. And I'm also working on some stuff with the League of Pragmatic Optimists. Give them a Google. They are on Twitter. You know what? I should really remember this. But on Twitter, they are called Lopoptimists, Loptimists. Something like that anyway. Yeah, Lopoptimists. Loptimists. And they're doing some really interesting stuff around doing. So tied in also with the Do Lectures. These last couple of years, I've just come into contact with so many interesting people doing stuff. And this is quite hard for me being a thinker and what I would originally call an ideas person, and not thinking of myself as a doer at all. I think I inadvertently do stuff because the amount of stuff I think about is huge compared to what I actually get around to doing, even though I do look busy all the time. Am I doing anything worthwhile? Well, we all doubt our own shenanigans and projects. But the more I hang around with people that, you know, oh, I'm going to write a book, and they do it. Oh, I'm going to start an incredibly ethical, transparent company, and they do it. The more I'm inspired to do more along the kind of authentic route. So, you know, it doesn't harm in surrounding yourself with people smarter than you. And if you can surround yourself in people that are smarter than you and effective at doing stuff more than you, then surely some of that will rub off. Well, that's my plan for the next few weeks and months. So this is going to be my audio recording diary jot for the day in February. It's a ridiculous name, but I guess if it gets more people connecting with audio in the month of February, fantastic. Hope this has been as much of a distraction as it has been slightly informative in how I'm spending my time. Talk later.